Let's say by mistake you didn't realize this money is money of my Sheshani, so we say Taika to Nekach Tois, you have to give back the money. Yet Rashi says, Kaisin Amoichel Hanfer Adam, we forced the one that bought it to give back the money to Nekach Toisu. Shilu Yodish Shein Mois Meisel or Hover Life in the Trichle Nusa, Halicham Yerushalayim. Yeah. So therefore, it's a Nekach Tois. The Mazid, let's say you knew clearly this money was money of Meisel Sheni and still you sold, you bought an animal with it. Is Tala Vatoicha B'mokim. That even though the Mechira takes place, but still there's a Kanasi, you have to take that money still and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Still there's a Chumra to take the money up. Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda sounds like this. When was this said? Rashi says, Amazed Koi, that for Mazid, if you buy with your money of Maisa Sheni an animal, that we say you have to take the money still and even in Yerushalayim. When was this said? Then it's Kavin. If you knew what you're doing, that you bought it, the Amanas to bring it for Korban Shlomim. And Rashi says, Shekain Derek Kol Behem, Shenikacha, the Kesel Maisa, the Korban Shlomim. That was the Derek that really you're supposed to bring the money into Yerushalayim. And there you buy an animal and you bring it for Korban Shlomim. So if that was your Kavanah outside Yerushalayim, alright, turn over. Yes, if that was your kavana to buy an animal to bring for Korban Shlomim, that's what he said. The word Menu Amurim b'Meskavim Lokach Kilo L'Shem Shlomim. Then the mechir is good. Avu b'Meskavim Loitziyo Moyis Ma'is Yesheni L'Chulim. But he had kavana just tam Shloko Loich L'Chuslim L'Mokam. He had kavana tam to buy the animal to eat wherever you want. Then we say Bein B'Shoydi Bein B'Mezid Yachsu Dalam L'Mekaimam. Then we say no to Nekach Tois. Even though you knew what you're doing, you're taking money right now and spending the money of Maisa Shena to buy an animal, but if your kavana was not to bring a korban shlomim from it, but just to eat the animal, then we say a blazer to make a toys. Rashi says, the Maisa that's a knas, la moicha, gramin la kamon, that we can't send the moicha, you shouldn't have sold it. So therefore, if the moicha knew what he's doing, if the moicha knew that he's selling an animal for the money of Maisa Shena, he wasn't supposed to do it. Therefore, the knas upon the moicha to say that this money you have to give back, nothing doing. For the Gemara Iva, Nan Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, B'mezid Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you mekadish your wife with Maisa Sheni, B'mezid, the Kedushin is Chal. So you see, if you take the money of Maisa Sheni, B'mezid, and you use it, we don't say it's a Mekach Tois. But rather, we say the Kedushin is good. Here also, somebody takes the money of Maisa Sheni and buys an animal with it, why do we say the animal is a Mekach Tois? But why don't we make a knas? You have to give the money back. Just like over here, if you take the money of Maisa Sheni and you mekadish your wife with it, Rav Yehuda says the kedushin is chal. So why do we say the same stuff if you buy an animal also? So Mor says, no, Amar Rav Elaza, Isha yoydas Hashem mois mas Sheni mischalulin al yoda. The Isha, the lady knows. If it's benazed, it means the man spoke out and told clearly it's chala that I'm giving you money now of Maisa Sheni. If she accepts it, so she knows the halacha. The halacha of this money is I can't use it outside Yerushalayim, but I'm going to have to take it up to Yerushalayim and buy food there and eat it there. The oila of Yechelas Yerushalayim, and therefore she has das to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So that's why the kedushin is chal. But over here, if you're a moicha, if you sold the animal for the money of Maisa Sheni, like you don't think like that. You think that the money is yotzei lechulin, and the animal has the kedusha of Maisa Sheni on it. So it's his tough luck, the one that's buying the animal, he's going to take it off Yerushalayim. But you with the money, you're going to keep it. And the Rabbanan don't want that to happen, because the Mitzchila, you're not allowed to sell it. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a kenas, if you did sell your animal for Maisa Sheni, so the Moicher has to give back the money. Maskevlo Rabbi Yimei, Rabbi Yimei asked a question. For Rei Behema Tumeya, what's about the Locha Behema Tumeya? Avodim v'kakois. That what? The Odom Yodeya Shein Moyes Maisa Sheni Mischal Naleim. Somebody knows if he takes money of Maisa Sheni and he buys with it the Behema Temeya, or he buys Avodim VeKakois, that the Kedusha does not go off the money onto these things, because an Eved or Kakois or Behema Temeya you can't eat. Now the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni is that you're supposed to buy food with the money, and the food you eat in Yerushalayim. So the Kedusha only goes off the money if you're going to buy food, something you can eat. But here, if you have the money that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni and you buy your behemoth Tamei or Avodin, you can't eat it, so it's not Mischalo, the Kedusha does not go off the money. Tanan, still we learned. ein leuchin behema tmeya vadim lekoyes b'moyes meisesheni afili b'shlayim. A person that brings up his money of meisesheni into Yerushalayim, still he's not allowed to buy these things. But it says v'yim lokach, if a person did buy it, the sale takes place and yoichel kenegdim is only kenas that the lekef, the one that buys it now, has to eat the value of that money in Yerushalayim. So you see, we don't make a kenas. So how come before we say now the mechir is bottle? Everything must look like this. Hocho b'yisha chaverter askinun. The idea. Here, this last case we're talking about is also a chash of a lady that she knows halacha. So therefore, if you gave her the money, she knows that the money is not mischalo, and she knows she has to use this money and eat it in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Hello, masisim b'yisha chaverter askinun the idea. Shein mait shein mischalo edei kudushel. The early b'chles avastam moichel yodar. Shein mait shein mischalo behem etimeya. Now Mishnah says the Kedushin is Chal. We're talking about an Isha Chaverta, a Choshev Isha. In other words, a regular person does not know these halachas, that the money is not in this Chalom, and you have to take the money and bring it up to Yerushalayim, and even in Yerushalayim. Normal people don't know this. That's why here we say if you sold, if you with your money of Maaseh Sheni, you bought an animal to Meir, so Lamaisa, the money, the person that bought it, doesn't know the halacha. So we're afraid he's going to use the money wherever he is. Therefore, the person that bought the behemoth tmeya has to take the value of that money and leave it in Yerushalayim. Because some people do not know the halachas. Our Mishnah says the Kedushin is chal, that's by a special Isha Chaverta, a special Choshev Isha, she knows the halacha of Maaseh Sheni. So therefore, by how we say, when she receives this money of Maaseh Sheni, she knows the halacha that she's not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. For sure, she has in mind to bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's why we say the Kedushin is chal. Hamamah. In Lokach, if he bought it, Yoichel Kenegdon. If you bought these things with your Maaseh Sheni, you bought a Behema Tineya, or you bought Avodah Mekakois, so the one that bought it now, still you have to take the value of the money and eat it in Yerushalayim. V'yamai Fret Gemara, why? Yafu Damal Mekaimam. Why don't we say it's a Nekakois? That the one that bought it should give back the money to you. Kiyosim, like we learned before. Before we say it's a Nekakois, you get back your money. So how come by Behema Tineya, we say the Mechir takes place? So Mashmul, Shmuel says, true, really it should have been a Nekach Toys. But here we're talking about